Posted at Blog on the Lily Pad on June 15, 2008, former students of Hepzibah House allege abuse from boarding school. Three former students from the Hepzibah House boarding school in Warsaw, Indiana, have alleged abuse during their respective stays at the school. Hepzibah House is a school run through Believers Baptist Church, pastored by Don Williams, a graduate of Hiles Anderson College. According to the church's website, Williams, quote, served as assistant pastor of Bellevue Baptist Church for 11 years and as the senior pastor for 6 years, end quote. Other former students have contradicted the accounts of abuse, and currently there are no open investigations regarding abuse at Hepzibah House, according to Susan Teelking, spokesperson for the Indiana Department of Child Services. A spokesman for the local county prosecutor, Steve Hearn, said his office is not investigating. The three former students have alleged an incredibly controlling atmosphere, locks and alarms on the windows, beatings, and other excessive punishments. And if you go to Blog on the Lily Pad for Sunday, June 15th, 2008, you will see a list of links to news articles and former Hepzibah House girls' websites that you can check. And Blog on the Lily Pad is at www.jerryhu.net. You can also find it simply by typing Blog on the Lily Pad in the Google search box, and that should take you right to the page. Now, posted from Rapid 7 on the Fighting Fundamental Forum, he quotes Patty Williams, wife of Don Williams, from an article that she wrote called Schizophrenic Women. Here are some excerpts of her writing. The title is We Have a Problem. One of the hottest issues today among women is the pants issue and other areas of clothing. Just the way a woman reacts to the whole subject of pants, modesty, and dress reveals to me the seriousness of the situation. There are many problems in the church today, and I think women constitute one of the main problems. As an aside here, that's quite a statement. Since the church is full of sinners, I'd say probably 50% of the problems come from women and another 50% come from men. Anyway, to continue, a woman who is causing problems in the body of Christ is either not dressed properly or not under submission to her husband. In some cases, she is neither dressed in a proper manner nor under her husband. A woman greatly influences and brings out the godly qualities of her man by her actions and words. Now, here's another aside. A woman, first and foremost, must be subject to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we never see in Scripture that dressing improperly causes spiritual problems. We do see Paul talking about women shaming themselves, but he never does call it sin when he asks women or directs that women dress appropriately. And we have to remember, a woman cannot bring forth godly character from her husband. The Lord Jesus Christ is conforming us to his image. He is the one who brings out godly behavior in us by the Holy Spirit, and that is when we walk by faith. To continue, perhaps you live a decent Christian life, but why are you allowing your daughter to live like a strange woman? She will suffer all the rest of her life. The Lord will forgive and forget, but her body and mind will bear non-erasable scars. Mother, you can avoid this by rearing her properly or perhaps cleaning up your own life first and then cleaning hers up. Deuteronomy 22:5 says, you are an abomination to God if you wear the clothing of a man. Well, you say we are in different times, they wore different clothing, and besides, they both wore robes. I personally believe obedient saints have always maintained the sharp distinction between the sexes God ordered in this verse, whether in New Testament Palestine or in the modern era. So she really dodges the issue here, and she says she personally believes this. Well, if she personally believes it, then she doesn't need to be making a public statement about it. There's personal belief, which is the belief that you hold to yourself. And then there's public statements, and those aren't personal. They become public. But she never really answers the question. The facts are, if a man wore women's slacks, he would be dressing like a woman. He would be a cross-dresser. But we do have slacks for women and slacks for men, just as in the Old Testament times, they had robes for women and robes for men, and there are only subtle distinctions. She continues, the emptiness of a statement such as my pants are feminine is shown by one clear example. What if a man would say my new skirt is masculine? just how certain Christians have accepted women in pants and then pronounced it all right, despite its errors, can be seen in this one example. How would you react, dear lady, if your hairy-chested and hairy-legged husband attempted to justify his wearing a skirt by pronouncing it masculine? Actually, here's another aside, he would be pronouncing it kilt. And yes, there are cultures in which men wear kilts, and that's considered normal and masculine. I'm not going to read everything in the article, but this paragraph is of a special note. A woman is not submissive in a pair of pants. She becomes either bold or sloppy, perhaps slobby. A woman is either attractive and causing a man to stumble, or she is a slob and gross in appearance when she wears men's clothes. Neither characteristic is a godly one. And again, if we consult the scripture, especially, let's take a look at the cornerstone teaching of Jesus Christ on the behavior of Christians, Matthew 5, the Beatitudes, and the Sermon on the Mount, you will never see clothing mentioned there. Our outward behavior is determined by what is inward, and what is inward cannot be dressed one way or another except in humility before God. But you cannot affect the inward simply by donning clothing, and that's something we've seen in fundamentalism. The objection that I raise for all their dress codes, music codes, translation codes, fundamentalism is beset by the most gross and unspeakable sins, and a dress code, a music code, a translation code does not solve those sins. The only thing that resolves such horrible, unspeakable, gross sin is repentance before God and humility before Him. The Christian lives by faith.